Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC for the next hour. I'm going to give you the latest... Hold on for... What the hell? Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibbs, live from the NYC. For the next time, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment news on O.J. Simpson, Rihanna, Missy Elliott, Jonathan Major, DJ Mr. C, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. And I'm sorry about the craziness going on my switchboard. I'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Hunter Hayes. I know myself, and I know my buzzed warning signs. One shot is about knowing my limits, or not necessarily knowing my limits.
I start with one shot to have a good time.
One of the signs that I'm starting to feel a little buzz is when I start solving not only my own problems, but the entire world's problems. When I know I'm going out, I know I'm going to start with calling for a ride. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where every week I try to bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, like us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com. /That's Entertainment Radio. Follow us on X at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. You can also follow me on X at Stiletto14. That's Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO, and the number 14. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at T Jones Gibbs. That's TJONESGIBBS. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a rainy and windy 59 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to apologize. I had something going on with my computer, and it threw me off. So I apologize for that. But I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me, and thank you for following the show and tuning in week after week and joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. So how has everyone been? It's been a very interesting day, I must say. Not interesting, but a day where we just lost two people. O.J. Simpson has just died, you know, the infamous athlete who had was battling prostate cancer, and we all know him from the trial back in the 90s with the killing of his ex-wife and her friend. So people are remembering O.J., the trial, that famous ride in that Ford Bronco. So we're going to be talking about O.J. today. Also, fans of Rihanna, everybody's still waiting on new music from Rihanna. She just did an interview recently where people are saying, when is this Dime Studio album coming? But, you know, there's a lot of talks where she's saying that it's going to come out, but now people really can't, you know, don't even look for it, because she did this interview where she was talking about she had a lot of visual ideas, but apparently her brain is working backwards right now. I'll tell you what she mean by that. Also, Missy Elliott is getting ready to get her freak on. She's getting ready to do her first ever headlining tour. I'll tell you who's going to be on that tour and when the tickets are going to go on sale. Also, Jonathan Major has been sentenced to 1 year of domestic violence counseling after he was convicted last year of assaulting and harassing his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. And also, we're going to be talking about someone near and dear here in the New York City area, legendary hip-hop DJ Mr. C, the man who spun for Big Daddy Kane and helped discover the late rap icon, the Notorious B.I.G., he has passed away at the young age of 57 years old. And what's so crazy, I was listening to Mr. C's show over the weekend, and he was scheduled to do a show, he does a throwback show at noon, and he also has something going on this weekend, and all of a sudden, he's gone. So it's a sad day, and it's also a day of just remembering and just going back, and let's just get started. You know, O.J. Simpson has passed away after his battle with prostate cancer. He was 76 years old, and he's been residing in a gated community in Las Vegas following an early parole discharge in December of 2022. A statement was posted to X by his family on his behalf, and on April 10, we know him as O.J., but his real name, Orithol James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren, and during the time of his transition, his family asked that, you know, please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. That's what the post had read. Now, Simpson accomplished a variety of feats in his life, and he was an NFL football running back, actor, and broadcaster. The star athlete played college football for the USC Trojans, where he won the Heisman Trophy as a senior. He was selected first overall by the Buffalo Bills in 1969 NFL-AFL draft. He earned his NFL Most Valuable Player title in 1973 after he became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. But aside from his football career, Simpson is widely known for being on trial for the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in the 90s. The high-profile case infamously included a low-speed pursuit by police while riding as a passenger in a white 1993 Ford Bronco SUV, which drew an estimated audience of 95 million people on the news. Simpson was acquitted of all charges, and no additional arrest or conviction related to the murder was made. Simpson's legal troubles didn't stop with his not guilty verdict. In February 2001, Simpson was arrested in Miami-Dade County, Florida, for simple battery and burglary. And later that year, his Miami home was searched by the FBI on suspicion of drug possession and money laundering. In September of 2007, the Juice actor was arrested for his involvement in a Las Vegas robbery. He was charged with multiple felony counts, including criminal conspiracy, kidnapping, assault, robbery, and using a deadly weapon. The former Bill player and his co-defendants were found guilty in October 2008, and Simpson was sentenced to a total of 33 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 9 years. He was released on parole in October of 2017. I remember this trial like it was yesterday, and when that verdict came out, it caused, you think there's division now in the country as far as race goes? there was a lot of division back then. Most African Americans thought O.J. was innocent. Most white Americans thought he was guilty. Even to this day, people still think that, and now they did a recent, not a poll, but since his death, people are talking about it. It's like it's, the whole case is reemerging again, and they're changing their tunes where some African Americans felt that either he did it or he probably did it. But it caused a division as far as race relation goes in this country because, you know, here we see O.J., this famous football player, actor, being charged with this hideous crime and thinking that, you know, for once a black man is not going to jail for a murder, but at the same time, a lot of people thought he did it. And to this day, they still haven't, the case is still not, they still haven't solved the case. We still don't know who killed OJ's ex-wife and her friend. Caitlyn Jenner, who was Bruce Jenner at the time, said that she wrote Good Riddance because a lot of people was upset. And also the guy that was living with O.J. at the time, Cato, he still believed O.J. committed that murder. What the thing about this whole situation is that the children, Nicole's children, her son and daughter, you know, they're asking for privacy at the time, but people are just sending sympathy to the children because they lost both parents now. So, you know, it's just bringing back the old case, old memory, because they said that at the time, I know here in New York, it was a basketball game going on, and there was a news breaking about O.J. in this white Bronco driven by his friend, and how the LAPD was on the highway, going up and down the highway, driving behind this Bronco. I mean, O.J. finally surrendered, but they said that this was because of the views from this sparked the whole reality, the whole case of reality shows. So, yeah. O.J. Simpson passed away. He was 76 years old. He was battling a prostate cancer. Fans of Rihanna's music should not hold their breath for a ninth recording anytime soon because it seems, according to a conversation with the singer-turned-mogul in the latest issue of Interview magazine, the pop sensation, who hasn't released an album since 2016, Anti, recently spoke with Interview editor Mel Ottenberg on a wide range of topics, from her marriage to Fenty beauty to music. On the latter topic, she has no news, but that may not be great news for eager fans. The singer told the outlet, saying, quote, "I have a lot of visual ideas. It's weird. My brain is working backwards right now. I usually have the music first, and the music leads me into all these visual opportunities, and now I'm having all these visuals. I don't have the songs for them yet, but maybe that's the key this time. Maybe the visual ideas are leading me to the songs that I need to make," unquote. Now, Ottenberg asked the pop star turned billionaire mogul if this could signify a rebirth of Rihanna, but she indicated that she can't say at the moment. Rihanna stepped away from music in 2017 to launch Fenty Beauty, and in 2018 she launched Savage Fenty, her lingerie brand. She has since come into her own as a businesswoman, and a side effect of her busy schedule on that front, plus having two kids, is that there hasn't been a new Rihanna album in nearly a decade. Asked by Ottenberg if she could have predicted this 15 years ago when her single Umbrella was the ubiquitous radio hit, and she has more music on the way, she said, quote, "She wouldn't have had any idea." But she did say this. She said, quote, "The only thing that I knew I wanted or that I could imagine was motherhood. I didn't know how it would come, but it's the best part of my journey so far. Everything else was a surprise," unquote. Right now, we got 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I try to bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it will send you a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, the chat room is now open. If you would like to comment about any of these stories I mentioned on the show today, put your comments in. The chat room is open, and if time permits, I'll read them out loud on the air. Missy Elliott is ready to get her freak on her first ever headlining tour. Now you say, wow, first time? Yeah. The 52-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer will launch Out of This World, the Missy Elliott Experience, on July 4th. The 24-city trek will visit cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Brooklyn, and will wrap up on August 22nd. Her longtime collaborator and producer partner, Timbaland, will join her for the tour, along with Busta Rhymes and Ciara. General tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday. Live Nation is producing the tour alongside Elliott's longtime manager, Mona Scott Young, Grammy-winning music video director and powerhouse Dave Myers, famed celebrity stylist June Ambrose, and creator-director Hi-Hat also worked on the tour. Elliott has won 4 Grammys and released hits like The Rain, Super Duper Fly, Get Your Freak On, Work It, and Lose Control. She has produced her own music and songs for others, including Aaliyah, Beyonce, Whitney Houston, Monica, Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, Ariana Grande, Destiny Child, Fantasia, Jasmine Sullivan, SWV, Total, 702, Maya, and Tweet. And in 2019, she was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame and received the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the MTV Video Music Awards. Jonathan Major has been sentenced to 1 year of domestic violence counseling after being convicted last year of assaulting and harassing his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. The actor must complete a 52-week in-person domestic violence programming in Los Angeles, where he currently resides. There will be an opportunity in the future for the session to be partly virtual. He must continue the mental health therapy he has been enrolled in and provide updates on his progress. The judge also placed a permanent order of protection against any contact between Jabari and Majors. Any violations or criminal activity could result in him facing jail time. The sentencing was delivered Monday by Judge Michael Gaffey in a lower Manhattan courtroom, almost 4 months after Major was found guilty of 2 misdemeanor counts of harassment and assault against Jabari. And after a 2-week trial, he was set to be sentenced in January, but it was delayed to April due to now dismissed motions filed by his legal team. Legendary hip-hop DJ Mr. C, the man who spun for Big Daddy Kane and helped discover the rap icon, the Notorious B.I.G., has passed away at 57. No cause of death has been revealed. On Wednesday, April 10, news of Mr. C passing spread throughout the hip-hop community, with many of his peers and fans paying their respects to the influential spinner, also known by the nickname The Finisher. While the timing of Mr. C's death is unconfirmed, it's believed he passed away on Wednesday, April 10th, and was last heard DJing Rock the Bell's Sirius XM program, The Set Off Show, on Tuesday, April 9th. The Brooklyn native was born Calvin LeBron, hailed from the borough Bed-Stuy section, where he gained a reputation as one of the best DJs in New York City. And as a childhood friend of Big Daddy Kane, Mr. C became the Juice Crew member DJ, working with Kane at his 1988 debut, Long Live the Kane. During the early 90s, Mr. C would be introduced to the Notorious B.I.G. and then relatively unknown rapper from Brooklyn, who he took under his wing and helped land a record deal. An associate executive producer on Biggie's classic debut, Ready to Die, Mr. C would enjoy a lengthy career as a DJ on New York radio station Hot 97 before leaving the station in 2014 following a controversial arrest for soliciting a prostitute. And despite the seeming scandal, Mr. C continued his career as one of the highest regarded DJs in the game. His most recent radio gigs were at 94.7 The Block and his aforementioned mix show on Sirius XM, Rock the Bell. Like I said, I listen to his show all the time, and the last show I listened to was the one he did on Sunday. And he did, on Monday, he did the noon throwback. So this is very sudden. And also, he's young, 57 years old. Megan Thee Stallion says she navigated dark times after being shot by Tory Lanez in 2020, offering new insight this week into her recovery from the assault. Now, this is what she said. She said, quote, as a black woman, as a darker black woman, I also feel like people expect me to take the punches, take the beating, take the lashings, and handle it with grace. This is what she told Women's Health. But I'm human, unquote. In December of 2022, Lanez was convicted of three felonies for shooting Megan, including assault with a semi-automatic firearm that left the hip-hop star with bullet fragments in her feet. And during the trial, Megan faced backlash from fans and fellow artists who questioned the validity of her version of the story. And this is what she also said. She said a lot of people didn't treat her like a human for a long time. She felt like everybody was always used to her being the fun and happy party girl. But she watched people around her build her up, then tear her down. And she confessed about the expectations. She was confused, actually, about the expectations of her. The backlash resulted in severe depression for the singer, and she struggled to return to music. She said that before she went on stage, she would cry half the time because she didn't want to perform, but she also didn't want to upset her fans. And at one time, her depression got so bad that she didn't want to get out of bed from under the covers. She would stay in the room, not turn the lights on. She had blackout curtains. She didn't want to see the sun, and she knew that she wasn't herself. She said it took her a while to acknowledge that she was depressed, but once she started talking to a therapist, she was able to be truthful with herself. Megan will now soon release her still-unnamed third album and embark on her Hot Girl Summer Tour later this year. And in January, she told Good Morning America that she feels like she'd never been able to be outside doing her own thing during the summer since 2019. So this is going to be the first time she drops an album on time before the summer. And she says that she wants to give the hotties the Megan Thee Stallion experience. And I could understand what she's saying because, you know, everybody expects, you know, as a black woman, we're always supposed to be the strong one. We're always supposed to take the punches. We're always supposed to go through it and still come out on top. But that's not always the case. There are going to be days where you're not going to feel all right, that you don't feel like taking the punches, and that you're going to be you're going to have those days where you're not going to have good days. So I applaud Megan for being honest and vulnerable and to tell her truth because, you know, she went through hell and back. And just the thought that people thought she was making this up and she was lying and that, oh, they didn't see, you know, she was still walking around like she wasn't hurt, it messed with her. And see, lucky for Megan, she was fortunate to have to talk to a therapist. The average person is not that fortunate because who has the money to pay for a therapist or who has the money to see a shrink when you might be going through depression? So it's a lot. But I commend Megan for hanging in there, seeing the therapist and coming out strong. And I know that tour is going to be all that. Right now we have here 25 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about, we got a lot of good stories coming up in this next half hour. We got Michael Jamal Warner. He has a new role, and I'll tell you what that role is going to be. Also, Tia Mori is getting ready to return to reality TV. I'll tell you what she's planning on doing. And after 9 years, Showtime streaming apps are fading to black. And CBS Studios is developing a new reboot of the iconic 1990 drama Melrose Place. And Drake has been dropped from an ongoing Astroworld Festival lawsuit. I'll tell you about that. And also, we got, Margot Robbie. She's getting ready to take on the world of Monopoly, actually trying to make it into a film. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere.
Thank you. Max Entertainment, your number one source for entertainment news and pop culture with me, your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Right now we got 28 minutes left remaining in the show. That was some new music from Tori Kelly and Thing You Do. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you about actor Malcolm Jamal Warner. You remember him from The Cosby Show. Well, he has a new role. He's getting ready to star as a recurring character on 9-1-1, making an appearance in the four upcoming episodes of the drama series. According to Deadline, the 53-year-old will lead as Amir, a nurse in a hospital burn unit who is connected to another character's past. Currently in his seventh season, this is the first that 9-1-1 airs on ABC after previously being broadcast on Fox and canceled last year. The season 7 premiere garners an audience of 11.7 million total viewers within the first 7 days, and is currently ABC's most watched current series across all platforms this season, and this is according to the outlet. 9-1-1 explores the high-pressure experiences of first responders, including police officers, firefighters, and dispatchers, who are thrust into the most frightening, shocking, and heart-stopping situations. 9-1-1 stars Angela Bassett, Peter Krause, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Oliver Stark, Kenneth Chow, Aisha Hines, and a friend to the show, Ryan Guzman, and Gavin McHugh. Tia Mowry is returning to reality TV with her new show, Tia Mowry, My Next Chapter, for AMC Network WeTV. The show was announced at AMC Network 2024 Upfront presentation on Thursday, April 11. It is set to follow the sister-sister star as she navigates life and motherhood on her own following her divorce from actor Corey Hardrick. From 2011 until 2013, Mowry starred alongside her twin sister Tamara Mowry Housley in their reality show, Tia and Tamara. It offers fans of the duo a chance to gain rare insight into their personal and professional lives as they juggle the demands of the business plus motherhood and marriage. It lasted for 3 seasons. And after nearly 9 years, a Showtime streaming app are fading to black. The Showtime standalone service will be shut down on April 30th. This is according to notices sent to the subscribers. The end of Showtime streaming app comes just less than a year after parent company Paramount Global integrated Showtime programming into the top-tier Paramount Plus plan. The company launched the Paramount Plus with Showtime ad-free streaming package in June of 2023, along with a price hike from $9.99 to $11.99 per month. Originally, Paramount Global had said it expected to phase out the standalone Showtime streaming app around the end of 2023. Showtime streaming service debuted in July of 2015. The strategy to combine Showtime with Paramount Plus is similar to Warner Brothers' Discovery approach with HBO via Max. Following the launch of what has been HBO Max, the company has killed off its standalone HBO Now and HBO Go apps and then rebranded the flagship service as just Max in 2023 with the addition of programming from WBD Discovery side of the house. Meanwhile, in January 2024, Paramount Global rebranded the linear Showtime cable network as Paramount Plus with Showtime and added selected Paramount Plus original series to the schedule. Subscribers to the linear TV version of Paramount Plus with Showtime Network are able to access program online via authentic streaming apps of pay TV partners. Now, some large paid TV providers have agreements to allow Showtime cable subscribers to also access the Paramount Plus with Showtime streaming service. CBS Studios is developing a new reboot of the iconic 1990 drama Melrose Place, featuring the return of 3 original cast members, including Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga. Now, the reboot follows the beloved characters years after the original series ended. When one of their closest friends died unexpectedly, the residents of Melrose Place reunite to honor their memory. However, the reunion reignites old traumas, romances, and resentment while also revealing new secrets. Locklear will reprise her role as Amanda Woodward. Langston will turn as Sydney Andrews, and Zuniga will portray Joe Reynolds. The trio will executive produce the series alongside Tiffany Grant and Jason Weinberg. CBS Studio, which owns the Spelling Library, is the studio behind the project. The original Melrose Place, a spinoff of Beverly Hills 90210, ran for 7 seasons on Fox from 1992 to 1999, and known for its campy storylines and steamy relationships, the series becomes a cultural phenomenon and made Locklear a household name. Drake has been dropped from an ongoing Astroworld Festival lawsuit that stemmed from the 2021 event that ended in 10 tragedies. On April 8th and 10th, Judge Christian Hawkins, responded to motions for dismissal filed by various individuals and companies named as defendants. And according to the Houston Chronicle, Drake is officially now removed from the suit, but a handful of other defendants got their request denied. The Hotline Bling rapper was named in the legal document because he appeared as a guest during the festival, which ended in a deadly crowd crush. The judge has decided to dismiss all claims against Drake with prejudice on the basis that he did not have control over the security or safety measures during the event. However, the Harris County judge has denied requests by Apple Inc., Travis Scott, and two of his companies to remove as defendants. In April's March 11 filing, the attorney denied involvement in the concert planning, stating his role was limited to Travis Scott's performance, which was just one of many during the two-day event. Apple also criticized the plaintiff's lack of evidence to support their claim. And after taking on the plastic fantastic world of Barbie Land, producer Margot Robbie is heading to the rich terrains of Monopoly. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, and her partners Tom Ackerley and Josie McNamara are producing a live-action feature film based on the ubiquitous real estate-inspired board game. Hasbro Entertainment, the backers of Monopoly will also produce. Now, Lionsgate extended its development right to the board game with its purchase of E1, which was completed in December of 2023. And according to the studio, Monopoly is the world's most popular board game brand with 99% global awareness. It's available in more than 100 countries across the globe, selling nearly half a billion copies going back to 1935. It's unclear how Robbie and company plans to spin a narrative story from the two-dimensional world of Monopoly, because people want to know who's going to portray the game's mascot or Rich Uncle Pennybags. Will they pass go? Will they collect $200? So it's no surprise, though, as to why Lionsgate thought of them to take on the challenge. Lucky Chap recently produced a little blockbuster called Barbie, which was based on the beloved Mattel doll and became the highest-grossing movie of 2023 with $1.4 billion globally. And the 21st day of September is just a few days shy of the start of Earth, Wind & Fire new Las Vegas residency, but the limited engagement will still be an affair to remember. Earth, Wind & Fire will be performing their vast arrays of hits at the Venetian Theater inside the Venetian Resort Las Vegas from October 9th through October 19th. All performances will begin at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Pre-sale tickets for City Card members are currently on sale along with artist and venue pre-sale tickets. General on sale will be available starting on Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time with tickets as low as, get this, as $59.95. This marks the band's fifth run on the Venetian after hosting residencies in 2018, 2021, 2022, and 2023. And prior to the start of the new residency, the men will embark on the second leg of their tour with Lionel Richie from May 13 until June 16. They will join Rock Band Chicago in July for their Heart and Soul tour, which concludes on September 7. Earth, Wind & Fire garnered their first Grammy nomination in nearly 20 years after appearing on Victoria Monet's Hollywood off her Grammy-winning debut album, Jaguar 2. And prior to that, the group's other foray into contemporary R&B came in 2021 with the release of their Lucky Day assisted duet, You Want My Love. Rated R&B, the single peaked at number 2 on Billboard Adult R&B Airplay chart, marking the group's first top 10 single in 28 years. Jon Bon Jovi is shining more light on his recovery process since undergoing vocal cord surgery in 2022. The Bon Jovi frontman attended a screening and Q&A for his upcoming docuseries, Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story, during which he opened up about whether or not he could still sing following the surgery. This is what he says. He said, quote, "So I'm well back on the road to recovery. Not a day of it's easy. Every day is a struggle, but I'm more than capable of doing it again. I'm effing Bon Jovi," unquote. Now, while the music legend is on his way to recovery, he recently admitted he's not sure if he'll be able to tour again because of his ongoing recovery, but he certainly wants to. The singer previously shared that he underwent surgery in 2022 because one of his vocal cords was atrophying. He explained that one of them was thick as a thumb, but the other was thick as a pinky, so he had to have a procedure to make them equal again. Even if Bon Jovi cannot tour again, he has left his mark on the music industry. The rock icon was honored at MusiCare's 2024 Person of the Year Gala in February with a tribute lineup that included Bruce Springsteen, Shania Twain, Melissa Etheridge, Jelly Roll, Damiano David, and Sammy Hagar. And it doesn't end there. His band also recently announced that they would be releasing their 16th studio album, Forever, on June 7th. Right now, we have 17 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another music break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere.
Over.
That was new music from Ariana Grande and Bye. For the last remaining stories of the day, in a surprise move, Taylor Swift's song has returned to TikTok after a 10-week hiatus amid a licensing dispute between the app and Universal Music Group. As of Thursday morning, multiple Swift songs, including You Belong With Me, Lover, Cardigan, Mirrorball, Fearless, the Taylor version, Cruise Summer, Cardigan, Style, the Taylor version, If It's Over Now, the Taylor version, The Man and Me, were available on the TikTok app for users to incorporate into their videos. The return of Swift music to TikTok come ahead of the release of her new studio album, The Torture Poets Department, due out April 19. Swift's catalog of music was among the tracks pulled from TikTok in February after the app company and UMG failed to renew a licensing pact that expired on January 31st. Universal Music accused TikTok of trying to bully the music company into a deal worth less than their previous agreement, and alleged TikTok was not willing to address AI and piracy concerns. TikTok countered that Universal was engaging in false narrative and rhetoric. Nicki Minaj, Travis Scott, and Playboi Carti are set to headline Rolling Loud Europe, scheduled to take place from July 5th to the 7th in Austria. The event, which will take place near Vienna at the venue Rancino, will also feature a lineup of artists from all over the globe. Stateside stars include Ice Spice, Gunna, Offset, Sexy Red, Chief Keef, Ski Mask, The Slump Guard, Little TJ, Don Toliver, Flo Milli, Tia Karen, Destroy Lonely, and Anisia. The fest will also welcome acts from the United Kingdom, including K-Trap and Unknown T, as well as worldwide musicians Money Boy, Galagiani, UFO 361, Reezy, Sharon David, and Fresh. Rolling Loud has staged numerous global festivals during the decades-long tenure, including events in Canada and the Netherlands, Portugal, Australia, Germany, and Thailand. The festival will return to Thailand from November 22nd to the 24th and circle back to Miami on December 13th through the 15th. Most recently, the festival swung by Inglewood, California last month, boasting headliners including Minaj, Post Malone, and Future, and Metro Boomin. Tickets will be available to the general public for Rolling Loud Europe starting on February, April 12 at 6 a.m. Eastern. Zayn Malik has announced the track list for his new album. A little over 1 month before releasing Room Under the Stairs, the Pillow Talk singer revealed titles of songs that will be included in the record. On Wednesday, April 10, the 31-year-old singer made use of his Instagram page to upload a video. In the short clip, it could be seen that he will feature more than 10 songs in the album, which is slated to be unleashed on May 17. It remains unknown if Zayn created any of the tracks with fellow artists, since he did not offer any details about collaborations in the announcement. Sabrina Carpenter has something special for fans ahead of her performance at the 2024 Coachella event. On Monday, April 8th, the tall girl actress announced that she will be releasing a new single called Espresso this week. The 24-year-old musician shared the announcement via Instagram by posting the cover art of the track. Earlier this month, Sabrina came under fire over a picture of a promotional billboard for her Coachella set. The promotional billboard featured the nonsense songstress posing in what seemed to be baby blue lingerie. She had her blonde hair fall seductively, raising one of her arms and putting it behind her head. And next to the image, the text read, "She's going to make you come to her Coachella set." Upon catching wind of the promotional billboard, internet user quickly blasted the singer for his sexual innuendo. Sabrina is set to perform at both weekends of the year's festival. The musical event will be headlined by Lana Del Rey, Doja Cat, and Tyler, the Creator. There will also be a reunion concert from No Doubt. Other performers include Peso Pluma, Lil Uzi Vert, J Balvin, Blur, Ice Spice, and more. Aerosmith is set to continue their Peace Out Farewell Tour. After postponing this show in September of 2023, the rock band finally announced a rescheduled date on Wednesday, April 10. The tour will kick off in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on September 20 and will run through February 26 of next year when they play their final show in Buffalo, New York. The Black Crowes will return as Aerosmith's special guests along the tour. And Tracy Chapman continued to gain recognition for her 1988 track Fast Car. The singer-songwriter received the first Academy of Country Music Award nomination on Tuesday, April 9, as country star Luke Combs' cover of the record racked up critical acclaim. Chapman is recognized in the Song of the Year category for writing Fast Car with Combs as the performer. In total, Combs led with 8 nominations, including Entertainment of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Single of the Year, plus Music Event of the Year alongside Riley Green for their song Different Rounds Here. The song was initially featured on Chapman's debut album. The acclaimed work earned Chapman Best Contemporary Folk Album, Best Female Vocal Performance for Fast Car, and Best New Artist at the 1989 Grammys Awards. She was also nominated for Record, Song, and Album of the Year. And Marcus Houston is ready for his next era of music. The 2 years after his last album, the crooner has returned with a visual for his latest single, Admit It. He dropped a new release in late January, but revealed that the music video is the first from his upcoming project, The Best Worst Year Ever. Houston also thanked his wife, Maya, and their 2 children, Zara and Grayson, whom he called his motivation. He credited his business partner and day one Chris Stokes as the one who continued to push him beyond what he knows he's capable of. The Circle crooner concluded the post by stating that a tour would follow the release of his album. His last album, Me, arrived in February of 2022 after a 9-year hiatus. The subsequent EP, Me, Dark Water, came that November. And Universal Music Group has been hit with a copyright infringement lawsuit over Mary J. Blige's 1992 classic Real Love. Blige was not named in the lawsuit, nor was she accused of any wrongdoing. In the lawsuit filed by Tough City Records in Manhattan Federal Court on Thursday, it's been alleged that Real Love featured an unlicensed sample of the Honey Dippers' 1973 hit Impeach of the President, which had been sampled before in several hip-hop and R&B records, including J. Cole's Wet Dream, Nas' I Can, LL Cool J Around the Way Girl, and most recently Doja Cat Can't Wait. However, Tough City claimed that UMG Recordings, a UMG subsidiary and owner of the Real Love Master, reached an agreement regarding the unclear sample, but UMG has not. Over the past 15 years, Tough City has sued regarding unclear samples of songs from Jay-Z to Frank Ocean and more. And in 2014, a judge that had dismissed the case regarding Jay-Z Run This Town after determining that the sample in question was barely perceptible. And in 2018, Tough City was ordered to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees to the Beastie Boys, who felt it was cased clearly without merit. And also, Ice Spice is getting ready to appear in Spike Lee's upcoming English language reinterpretation of the Akira Kurosawa crime thriller High and Low. High and Low will mark Ice Spice's acting debut, and she's already begun shooting for the project starring Denzel Washington. The rapper skyrocketed to fame followed the release of her breakthrough single, Munch Filling You, and subsequent collaboration with Pink Pantheress, Nicki Minaj, and Taylor Swift. She was nominated for 4 Grammys this year, including Best Rap Song and Best New Artist. Ice Spice's first studio album, Y2K, is due out this year. The project is the 5th collaboration between Washington and Lee, and their first since 2006 Inside Man. Apple Original Film and A24 are partnering on the project, which will be released in theaters by A24 before a global launch on Apple TV. And Madonna paused her Miami concert on April 9th to honor the 49 victims of the 2016 mass shooting at Orlando Pulse nightclub. The singer invited survivors and victim family to the celebration tour, she delivered an impassioned speech in remembrance. Madonna, who referred to the Pulse shooting as the biggest terrorist attack on America after 9/11, also took a moment to point out the survivors and family members in the crowd. Madonna also typically honored victims of AIDS, HIV, at the height of the epidemic in the 1980s during all of her shows when she performed Live to Tell, as photos of victims are projected across screens. The celebration tour will close with a free concert in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on May 4 at Copacabana Beach. The show will be free of charge, and no tickets are required for the event, which will be broadcast live on TV's Globo. And Blackpink, Lisa, and Loud Company has announced a new partnership with RCA Records. Under the deal, Lisa will release new solo music with RCA Records and have full ownership of all her recordings. In a joint statement, RCA Chairman Peter Edge and COO John Fekerstein said that they are incredibly proud to partner with Lisa and Loud Cloud. Lisa is a very multi-dimensional talent, and she's a global force, and they're thrilled to welcome her and her team to the RCA Record family. Loud Company was launched by Lisa early this year, and in the effort to create a platform to showcase her overall vision in music and entertainment that pushes boundaries. She has pursued a solo career parallel to her work with Blackpink for the past several years. Her 2021 single, La Lisa, saw her become the first female artist to sell nearly 750,000 copies in the first week of release in South Korea. She also is set to star in the upcoming third season of the hit HBO series, The White Lotus. The role will mark her major on-screen debut and is filming in her native Thailand. She has had several major endorsement deals and is currently the face of Bulgari. And R&B crooner Babyface, he's getting ready to return to the Pearl Concert Theater at Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas over three weekends this year. The show will be held over Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, Labor Day weekend on Saturday, August 31st, and Sunday, September 1st, and Friday, November 8th, and Saturday, November 9th, 2024. In preparation for the series, his team shot a promo video inspired by Nicole Kidman's classic AMC commercial with director Real House LV mimicking that clip frame by frame to announce his upcoming date at the Pearl. According to the announcement, Babyface will perform a selection of his own hits, Whip a Pill, Every Time I Close My Eyes, When Can I See You Again, as well as songs he has written and produced for artists ranging from Whitney Houston to Michael Jackson, Madonna to Boyz II Men, and more. And although he has to say he'll perform the songs during these shows, he co-wrote SZA smash hit Snooze from her Grammy-winning 2022 album, S.O.S. Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. I apologize in the beginning of the show. I had some technical difficulties, so I do apologize for that. Hopefully that won't deter you from listening to the rest of the show. But I'd like to thank anybody and everybody who always continue to tune in and support the show and tune in week after week as I bring you the latest in entertainment news and celebrity news and pop culture. So everyone, have a great weekend. Have a great rest of the day. And tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week, and make sure you stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.